At a meeting this week of Summit County's Council of Governments, a lot of flack was directed at a draft interlocal agreement for the East Side cities. Armstrong, who was an attorney, said then this is what happens when you draw up a contract before you get an agreement.
You know, we knew that it was going to be a sensitive issue for the cities on the East Side, and for good reason. You know, they're nervous about what kind of financial impact it's going to have. And without having some discussions up front, laying the groundwork, having a discussion, looking at the actual costs, I think that they, you know, this thing landed with a thud on their desk. They started going through it. They looked at the economics that I think Bob Jasper got from the Sheriff's Department, and they had some real issues with those. And I think it could have been done better.
In retrospect, Armstrong said maybe he should have focused more on the proposal and the financial figures being given to the mayors.
When we discussed it, you know, our initial discussions were reach out to these mayors individually, have conversations with them, and just work through the process. And then we got the letter and we got a copy of the contract without the financial figures that actually went out to the mayors. And I'm not sure that I focused enough on how that was going to be distributed. I think if Bob had approached each of the mayors one at a time, even with the contract, you know, gone in and sat down and talked with them, it probably wouldn't have been as big a firestorm. And, you know, we've really been making an effort to establish good partnerships with the leadership on the East Side communities. And, you know, I don't think this sets us back. I hope it doesn't.
Armstrong agreed a deal has to be made to be fair to cities like Park City and Camas that pay for their own police services. He said hopefully they will come to a reasonable arrangement that is not financially burdensome to the other towns.
Now the Sheriff's Department provides law enforcement services and public safety services to a number of those communities, and they're doing so essentially, I guess, on a handshake, and I'm not even sure how formal the handshake is. And I think that at bare minimum, it should be formalized so that the communities understand what they're getting and have an expectation of getting something. And the Sheriff's Department understands what they've got to do. Right now, I think it's a little bit amorphous. And so an agreement is in order, and we'll figure out the finances. We're not going to cripple, you know, the municipalities. Some of them can't afford to pay a lot for those kinds of services, so we'll figure it out.
He said they have to work out what the proper level of service is for each municipality.
Because each community is likely to be different. I can't imagine that. You know, if Camas didn't have their own police force and the Sheriff's Department was providing services for Camas, my guess is that those level of services, just based on the size and population of Camas, will probably be different than the Sheriff would provide for Hennepin, which is a smaller community and likely to require less.
The participants at the COG meeting voted to table the proposal until after next fall's sheriff election. One dissenting vote came from County Council member Kim Carson, who said they could still do some groundwork this year. Armstrong said he also felt that way.
I mean, at the conclusion of the discussion, I expressed my opinion, which is, let's continue these discussions. I don't think we need to wait until the election to have some of the conversations. But, you know, once the new sheriff's in place, because Sheriff Edmonds is going to be gone, I think the new sheriff should probably have at least some role in those discussions. But I think we can start laying the groundwork for it in advance and start to deal with the bigger issues of, you know, what kind of an arrangement should be made. I don't know if you need the sheriff in those discussions. When it gets to the level of services and pricing for the services, then I do think the sheriff needs to be involved.
During the discussion, Colville Mayor Trevor Johnson said at the meeting, this kind of conflict could exacerbate the east-west division in the county that his constituents feel.
We just got this feeling that, you know, Summit County is over here subsidizing us, and that we can't pay our way, and that we have no skin in the game, and kind of looked down upon. And I think that just fuels a fire with the whole issue that there is. I can tell you, I went to almost every door in Colville here, almost every door, knocked on almost every door, and it was brought up, this friction with the west side. How we fix that, I don't know. But what I do know is that this is fire for that friction.
In response, Armstrong said he hopes that the east-west divisions are fading a bit.
I heard during the time that I was campaigning for council from residents on the east side, they're their frustration and exasperation with the county. They didn't believe that they were receiving any benefit for the taxes they were paying, and that the county was dominated by the county government was dominated by Westsiders that weren't really concerned or focused on Eastside issues. And I think we have made it a goal of this council to make sure that we are engaged with the leadership of the Eastside communities. And I personally tried to develop some pretty good relationships with several of the mayors. I've still got some work to do with Mayor Johnson and with Mayor Wilson and the new ones.
Summit County Council Member Roger Armstrong. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.